The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, we are following some breaking news. In the 3 o'clock hour, we will pass on to you. This is awful. A loud boom was heard throughout Louisville, just, I don't know, within the hour. And sources are saying there has been a massive explosion in what looks like some sort of industrial building there, Scott, that butts up next to a railroad track with several railroad cars stopped right behind that building. The entire roof, I would say a fifth of the building is gone.
So story here from WAVE, a workplace explosion, 1900 block of Payne. That doesn't matter to anybody here. There is a shelter in place order that's been issued for anyone within a 1 mile radius. And it just says this story is developing.
It was powerful enough to blow the entire first set of rail cars off the tracks.
Well, we have a breaking news alert right now happening from WAVE down there in Louisville.
Can we go to it?
Yes, and that's because of some of these materials that could be in the air, such as ammonia, is one of the things that they are taking a look at and just being very careful about. And you can see those busted out windows there to show you how exactly powerful this explosion was. We do know that there was significant damage to some apartments and homes behind the buildings. And of course, there are several units right now scouring the area, trying to find out how many people are hurt and if there's any rescues to be done at this point. But again, all of this just very new. The crews are just getting in there and trying to assess what's going on. In the middle of all of that is this overhanging a caution about what could be in the air and what actually led to this explosion in the first place.
All right. Thank you, Natalia. Now, Natalia.
So authorities are now calling this a hazardous materials incident. And I'm seeing both online. People are questioning, was this the building that exploded into the train?
Or the train that exploded into the building?
Or did the train explode into the building? And help me describe those train cars, Scott, that are
they look like ovals. They look like fuel cars.
And they're black.
Yeah. In color. You know them when you see them. When they go by, they're not your typical
rectangle. They're tubular shaped.
Yeah, because they carry liquid fuel. And I'm not an expert on this kind of stuff. But you know they're always black and they're tubular. And every time you see them on the track, don't act like if there's nobody behind you, you don't back your car up a little bit.
Anyway, we will keep our eye on that. They are saying there are people missing and trapped, and the pictures of the building where that was impacted near that train.
Let's hope for the best.
Looks like it's about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles right east of downtown Louisville.
Man.
Very close to the downtown.
Yeah, this is a very
area.
Populated area.
And they're shutting down
a mile radius.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll keep an eye on it. If we learn something new or more, we'll make sure we bring it to you. Billy Brimblecom with Thunder Gong is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. Before we get to that, Missouri State University President Biff Williams sent a message to students on Saturday regarding a lawsuit involving an incident at his previous university. He used to teach, or check that, he was the president at Utah Tech. He is being sued because he admits he initiated a humorous gesture, what he called a humorous gesture, towards a member of the university staff and realizes now that the prank was not appropriate.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm going to need more details about the humorous gesture.
Well, I've got it. It's actually detailed in the lawsuit. What ended up happening, he's being sued by three members of the staff at Utah Tech. There was a staff member at the same university who had recently had surgery, was recovering at home.
Okay.
He left something on that staff member, the recovering staff member's front porch. It was inappropriate, and left a note claiming that it was these three other staff members who left this on his front porch.
Wait, like a joke?
Yes.
Was it a bag of a substance that was maybe on fire?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not.
Are we 12?
Apparently.
According to the lawsuit, on November 8th of last year, Williams, Biff Williams, the president at Missouri State, used to be the president at Utah Tech.
Okay, I just can't get over his first name.
I can't either. I'm
sorry.
That's
his nickname.
I can't pay attention to the rest of the story.
His real name is Richard Williams, but he goes by Biff.
Okay, well, that's better than the alternative.
Williams, Biff Williams, put a display of assorted vegetables in the shape of male genitalia on the front porch.
Okay, this is getting better and better by the minute.
There's a lawsuit because of that?
On the front porch of a vice president who was recovering from surgery. The lawsuit says Biff Williams then left a note for the vice president along with the veggies and said it was from the three plaintiffs. According to the lawsuit, the plaintiffs were not aware, nor did they give their consent to be on the letter.
Can you describe the vegetable, Scott?
Yes, I can. It was in the shape of male genitalia, and I'll get to that in just a moment.
Is one of them
Yes.
green in color?
Is it an eggplant?
The note read, Dear Jordan, we wanted to wish you well as you recover from your outpatient procedure. We thought some delicious produce from our garden would help with you with your recovery. Here are two delicious eggplants and our award-winning zucchini. All the best with your recovery. Then he writes sincerely and listed the three plaintiffs' names, although he misspelled two of them.
Okay. Why is there a lawsuit over what is juvenile but a prank? This is a juvenile prank.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
This would be akin to Dan goes in for some surgery, and we're not really sure what it is.
It was outpatient. Maybe it was...
Right, whatever.
The fact that it was in the shape of male genitalia tells
maybe
me he
was
probably
getting
got a vasectomy. Yeah.
And then you and I and Sam are like, let's go get a bunch of bananas and put something... I mean... How is that a lawsuit? What are they suing for? What?
They say that they were not included. They were not asked for permission to use.
That's
their
not
names.
A lawsuit.
Yeah, that's definitely not a lawsuit.
They are asking that the lawsuit be tried before a jury. They are seeking economic and non-economic damage.
Did you say his first name was Richard?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Fitting for the prank.
All right. You know what?
All right,
nice, Dan.
Okay, I guess they filed a Title IX complaint against him as well.
What kind of damages are they looking for?
Let me ask you this. Did he sign the name of three colleagues who are women?
Two of them are women. One is a male. Yeah, two of the plaintiffs are women. One is a male.
Okay.
By the way, Williams is only one of 20 defendants listed in the lawsuit.
What bothers
They're going
me,
after everybody.
I'm going to tell you right now, what bothers me is there are so many worthwhile Title IX lawsuits that need to be filed. We need to be fighting that fight. This clouds all of the other cases that need to be fought, that we need to win.
Yeah, we're gumming up the system.
For a prank on someone's porch.
The lawsuit claims that over the last several years, the plaintiffs have worked hard to establish a discrimination-free environment at Utah Tech, but were met with strong pushback, intimidation, discrimination, harassment, abuse, and retaliation in their ongoing attempts to educate Utah Tech leadership about and to achieve compliance with Title IX and Title VII.
This is total speculation. We have no evidence to prove this or any suggestion of it. Something tells me something else was going on here.
Or they're looking for a quick payday.
I mean, that's a weak
Sometimes
money
both
grab
can be
that's
true.
The money grab.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. just gets bigger and better every year. Thunder Gong is in the books, wrapping up on Saturday night with Football is Life, Danny Rojas, joining the cast of crew.
Oh, man.
Billy Brimelcombe is joining us in studio.
Brought some heat to the stage this year, Billy.
That's why I say it's global heartthrob.
Dana wouldn't shut up about it yesterday.
Billy, love Ted Lasso, and I love every single character, and I'm the world's biggest Hannah Waddingham fan. I still think you should auction off letting me squeeze her guns next year. But I love Football is Life, and when he came out this year, I think he was the crowd favorite, and that's with Weird Al Yankovic and Flavor Flav there.
He stole
the show.
Yeah. Christo, we've talked about having him before, and he even before. So I'd met him in person. My wife and I, we were with Jason and a bunch of those guys in London a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And we'd hung out with. But Christo and I were already kind of Instagram friends, and somewhere in there. Yeah, we had just started messaging each other or whatever. And so it's funny because, you know, I was getting his sizes a few weeks ago to give him our Thunder Gong merchandise.
You're like, how large are your pecs?
Well, he said to me, he said,
take a breath.
He said, when I was getting his sizes, he's like, you know, Billy, I've been buying this merchandise for years. And I said, well, buddy, we're going to give it to you this year since you're flying here from Guadalajara. So he truly is...
Joy.
You saw it the other night.
I mean,
he really is Danny Rojas. I mean, it's like he is so sweet and so wonderful and so, you know, just like a beautiful man inside and out and so talented, you know, sang a song in Spanish. He was like, would it be okay if I sang? I'm like, please, like people will go nuts.
He came bouncing out onto the stage like a gazelle. I mean, and I think there are a couple of players from Ted Lasso, we've talked about this, who actually played soccer.
Yeah, he was one of them.
And he was one of them.
Yeah, right.
I'm just trying to say he's very athletic.
Dana, we get it. We've gotten it.
Past tense.
Oh, you should have heard her yesterday. So she wouldn't stop.
Back to the fundraiser. That's why we're here. You know how much I love you, Billy.
Yes.
It is not. I always repeat this stat and repeat it and repeat it because people always think, well, did I hear that right? 500 people lose a limb in the United States every day.
That's right. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that could be possible.
I always say it seems fake because it does seem fake, but almost 12 years into doing the work we do with Steps of Faith, I can assure you it is by no means fake. So yeah, you know, there's a pie chart of the I'm making a circle with my hands, listeners, of the, you know, the causes.
Yes.
And so, you know, leading causes is diabetes and vascular disease.
Got it.
For sure.
Car wreck.
Yeah, auto accidents, motorcycle accidents are a big one. In the pie chart, you know, I lost my leg to cancer. That's in there. It's a small percentage. Not in the pie chart because it's too small to see it is veterans. You know, I'm here to inform. That's less than 1% of the amputee population in America. But veterans are very visible. We shine a bright light on veterans. We don't help veterans with Steps of Faith because we don't get asked. The reason we don't get asked is if you are one of the 1,558 people that has lost a limb in combat since 9/11, since the wars that started after 9/11. Mm-hmm. Again, 1,558, only 500 a day, every day since then, 1,558 combat veterans. You don't need help paying for a prosthesis because the government covered you. And again, it's just a really, really small
percentage.
So you
have said this before, like if you're a child, you know, that there is some help through things like Shriners and other organizations that are wonderful in helping.
Yes.
If you're a veteran, you're covered. But if you're basically over 18 in the United States, you're screwed. I mean, the cost is mind blowing. I think it was the state of Texas that considers a prosthetic cosmetic or unnecessary.
Yeah. Not medically necessary. So, Steps of Faith gets prosthetic limbs for amputees that have no health insurance or no prosthetic coverage. So Medicaid, surprise, is health insurance, and it's different state by state. Anybody who knows about that. Fortunately, Kansas and Missouri do cover prosthetic care for adults with Medicaid. Texas is one of the handful of states in America that does not. So Texas is an enormous state. So because of that, these are insured people. And they are screwed. So we help a lot of people in Texas, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
And even when, real quick, Billy, when you went through this, you're already in shock. No matter how you come through your journey with the loss of your limb, you're already in shock. Whether it's an auto accident, whether you lose your limb to cancer, all of the things that you just described.
Yeah.
Then on top of that, there's going to be a moment where someone on some surgical team says, you are going to lose a limb. And by the way, we are in this region of the United States. You need $100,000 or $60,000, and you don't have coverage for that.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is, it's going to be weeks later before somebody not on the surgical team is the one that actually tells you that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, that was a thing that really hit home with me. I've talked about this a little bit before, is like losing the limb is bad enough. You know, I mean, risking, life or limb, you know what I mean? Or whatever the phrase is there for a reason, because it's like, it's as if to imply second to death is living, but losing a limb. Okay. So now I will say that is subjective to the amputee,
right.
But at the same time, it's clearly a fear that no one wants to happen to them. You know, look, I'm fine. I'm not a circus freak. It all worked out. Right. But yeah, I mean, when you then are like, oh, now I have to go through this bureaucratic, ridiculous nightmare because I don't have health insurance that I pay tons of money for that won't cover this. You know, it's like health insurance is never arguing about a knee replacement.
Right.
I've said it before.
Amen.
I have a knee replacement. Mine's just on the outside.
Boom.
Like, come on. Mm. Yeah. So health insurance companies are in the business of making money. No one should be in the business of making money. Everyone in every service, being on the radio, being a trash man, being the president, being a carpenter, being a teacher, should be in the business of providing a service, period. And if you do your job right, then you make money. Health insurance companies behave to both healthcare providers and us as the people who pay them a bunch of money as if they're simply in the business of making money. They don't make you feel safe and taken care of. They're there to make money, period.
What kind of cancer, if you don't mind me asking, did you have?
It's called Ewing's sarcoma. There's a lot of different kinds of sarcoma. They're all bad. Sarcoma is basically a big, scary, flaming cancer ball.
How did you know?
Long story short, I was in, so this is, so my cancer, all that was 2005 for me, the year 2005. 1999, very long story short, I was in a really bad car accident. As I was pulling into Lawrence, pulling in off K-10, mm-hmm. It was the snow, semi getting in my lane. I, hit the brakes and swerved and then started sliding and then slid into a one-ton pickup truck, oncoming traffic. Huh. Jaws of life were used. They had to cut the top of my little pickup truck off to get me out. It was a nightmare. Jacked at my back really bad. Compression fracture on a couple of vertebrae, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, later that summer, middle of night, ankle starts hurting really, really bad. And that would happen. It would be very bad pain for a couple days at a time. Over time, over those 6 years or whatever, especially around 2004, it started to hurt more often, would hurt worse when it hurt, and hurt for longer, like a whole week kind of thing. We thought it was maybe nerve damage, some sort of undiagnosed trauma from the accident.
Yep.
Finally I went to a neurologist, in January of 2005. He did a bunch of tests. He said, hey, this is not a neurological issue. So I test, and sure enough. So now, to quote my doctor, one of the guys, Howard Rosenthal, that saved my life, I didn't have cancer all those 6 years. So there was some sort of undiagnosed trauma in my leg, and the cancer just happened to kind of set up shop there. Wow. And, you can kind of look back, I can see the time when it started to escalate and get worse. That's when it developed.
Cost of your first prosthetic versus how many you needed over the years? Because it's not like you buy one. It's like a car. You don't just buy one and you drive that the rest of your life.
So, yes. And I will preface the answer to that by saying, with speaking of cars, it's not that I can drive a Honda, but I choose a Ferrari.
Right.
Or I can wear a Seiko, but I choose a Rolex. You know, they do the same thing, right? No. That doesn't apply to prosthetic body parts. Okay. There's a lot of different kinds of prosthetic limbs because there's a lot of different kinds of human bodies. And so I have the thing that is appropriate for my body. And that is a $60,000 prosthetic leg. So, and I'm on my, I don't even know, fifth one or something like that, about every 5 years or so, something like that. I'm 19 and a half years into this. So something like that. Yeah. But again, I have health insurance.
Can you stick around?
Please.
Talk about the future of Thunder Gong when we get back and how successful this past weekend was in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're just waxing poetic in here about how great Ted Lasso was.
And is, and I still watch it on reels before I go to bed. If you're ever in a bad mood or a dark place and you think like, or you're watching, you know, just like something awful on TV, like whatever, it's the best thing to watch right before you go to bed because it's joy.
Yeah.
And the lessons are beautiful. And I, you know, Jason Sudeikis, you've known him for what, 30 years? 40, like, what are you guys going on? A lot.
95.
A lot.
30 years?
Yeah. He comes out on stage over the weekend, Scott. I mean, it's just... He's so loved here, Billy. You're so loved here. Like all of the work you guys have done in the community. And it was a great event. It will continue to be a great event. I continue to hope it remains at the Uptown. I know it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every year. The intimacy of that event, I don't think there's anything like it anymore in town. Because, you know, you expand and expand and expand and you lose the intimacy. I just love
it. Sure. It's why we're still there.
Yeah.
You know, after last year, I was like, okay, we got to, you know, and, you know, I mean, it's a fundraiser. You don't want to like cap, you don't, you know, leave money on the table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not to be gross about money, but that's what we're there to do is raise money to help amputees. So yeah, it's a tough thing, to, you know, have it, the money keep growing, you know, from the same room and not feel like we're nickel and diming people or whatever. And so, yeah, but no, I mean, shout out to the Uptown. Those people have been unbelievably generous to us for 8 years in a row. Even the two, virtual years during the plague, we still did things there and filmed things, you know, and would had like a, you know, 2020, a 40 person audience, you know what I mean? Just for a portion of it and that kind of thing. So Uptown Theater, God bless you. Yeah.
So what do the numbers look like without giving everything away? Because you can still go to thundergong.org and the merch is incredible, but I don't know who is in charge of your merch.
Yeah. Micah Smith.
Good.
Yeah. Micah Smith designs all that. He's one of my best buds. He, you know, he did the Steps of Faith logos, all the Thundergong logos and branding. And so he, you know, designs the merch every year. And our friends at Scene Merch here in Kansas City print that all for us. So yeah. So, I was sent a text by my team on the way here. So, our goal for clients, amputees that we wanted to help in 2024 was 300. So we are been getting our butts kicked all year with people wanting help. And we, as I said at the show, it's very time sensitive getting someone a prosthetic limb.
Yeah.
So we don't want to pump the brakes. We don't want to have to slow down. We have not done that this year because we've had money in the bank thanks to successful Thundergongs and people who donate monthly and throughout the year, that kind of thing. Right. So goal was 300 this year. As of today, we've done 391 amputees in America.
Wow.
This year. So that puts us at, and I think this number is a little low. I think it's higher than this. The early years, it was like, was it 8 people? Was it 10 people the first year? I don't know. It wasn't many, and they were all in Nashville. But so year to date since 2013, that is 1,548
amputees.
Wow. I'm always hesitant about a Thundergong financial goal because then if you don't hit it, you're okay, whatever. So last year, we ended up hitting on the night like $804,000 and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But then the raffle and the auction, which was live for several days after, got us almost another $100,000. It was like up to $900,000, which was incredible. So I will preface this by saying, we did say we wanted to hit $1 million. The raffle and auction is live till Friday at noon. We did not hit $1 million on Saturday night. We hit 826 and change.
But you
or something
can still,
like that.
And I, like, you go to thundergong.org, Scott, look at some of the crazy raffle items. Well, one of them's Chiefs Raiders tickets.
Yeah, yeah, for real. And a whole spice and foods package and kind of thing. But I will say, so just like last year, the number has already grown a lot from, I think, 826 and change to 874, 381. So 800,000. 874,381. So, and again, what is today? Tuesday? So,
yes.
Okay. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all live till Friday. So, and those numbers are going up. I mean, if you go to thundergong.org, you can just donate. Thundergong is one time a year where we've created a real fun way to raise a bunch of money, but we're in the business, you know, again, those 391 people, that's all day, every day. And so, but you know, look, if you can get, I donated to a charity and I got cool merch, or I donated to a charity and I got a, you know, one of 11 pairs of
Nikes
that Nike made for us, which is a personal dream come true. But,
I'm looking at those. Right, those are cool.
Yeah. You know, so like the signed,
Jason auctioned those off his own feet last year, Scott,
the signed, jacket. What is this at right now? Yeah. There's, we made these great like bomber jackets. Yeah. I wanted us to look like a bowling league or like the Pink Ladies or some sort of like gang and everybody in these like satin jackets, and it worked.
When I think of you, I think bowling gang.
You really do. It's everybody really says right that. Off the Everybody says that. Yeah. Yeah. But that's up to $2,700. So, yeah. So people can still, there are a lot of fun ways to help with a very serious thing right now.
Ooh, signed Ted Lasso stuff.
Yeah, dude. There's a bunch of that. We got the Believe poster.
Oh, yeah, Scott, the signed Believe poster.
Oh, that's cool.
And so, like, do you, like, year after year after year, you have to take a break. There has to be a debrief, and I get that. And then you take a break. And then you start right back at it, figuring out, like, what are we going to do in 2025? And how does the celebrity list work? Because this year, when you announced late Weird Al Yankovic, which I thought was brilliant, Flavor Flav was there and was a huge crowd hit.
Right.
I would think in the world of celebrity people, celebrities would start saying, well, I want to come to Kansas City and do that. And I hope that's what's happening.
That has been happening, which is great. And I will say, you know, our thing... It is friends, period. And that's not being like humble or whatever. Meaning like, you know, Flav, for instance, was an unusual thing in that he's out about this. I have not discussed this with him. I know this from him putting it out there. You know, he's kind of in a, I believe 4 years sober. So he's kind of new lease on life. You know what I mean? And there are many people who have been out about this. Justin Hawkins from The Darkness is one of these folks. There's a lot of people that were like the timing of Ted Lasso coming, you know, which was 4 years ago or more, was really helpful to them. So they kind of feel indebted to Jason. And I think that it's safe to say that. So we got an email from Flav's manager in like March. It was the night after some award show where he and Jason, there were photos of him and Jason like at the after party. And I was like, it was saying to like our general info mailbox.
Wow.
And like, you know, people couldn't call people. Like, I'm not that hard to find anyway, saying, hey, if you'll have him, he'd love to be there. And I sent it to Jason. I said, is this real? And he said, this is very real.
Wow.
Give her a call. And so, that was happening. And then he was off. He was on all year. He was on, then had to bail, because there was a scheduling snafu with Public Enemy. Then he came back on. And so that's how the Sunday karaoke thing. Oh, he can't make it now. We hadn't announced him yet. And he was going to do this auction item, which he did do, of this two private karaoke parties, which we did on Sunday. Some of the press has been a little confusing. Like, he sings Backstreet Boys. It's like, no, that was at a private karaoke thing. He did Public Enemy at Thundergong with 2,500 people. But, Weird Al was a thing where that came through Will Forte. Sweet Will Forte. Will Forte is on the Steps Face advisory board.
Yeah.
Now.
It's amazing.
Very, very involved. And over the summer, it was actually at Big Slick. He asked Weird Al if he'd want to do it. And so I met him that weekend, Al, and he was like, it's on my calendar. And I was like, okay.
He just seems like the nicest guy.
It's true. He is the nicest guy. I told him on the phone, I said, when we were first talking about this a few months ago, I said, well, Al, you know, like Will Forte, you would probably say, and most people would say, Will Forte is like the nicest guy, you know. He's like, oh, 100%. I said, Will Forte says, you are the nicest guy he knows. Like, oh. And I can say those guys are two peas in a pod. And they are just the sweetest ever. But Al, I mean, you know, again, no humble brag. It's real. I hugged him after the show and I said, thank you so much for doing this. He said, no, this was like a real honor. I was like, the honor is mine. Huh. Like, dude, this is incredible. And he said, I really hope that you'd want to invite me back. Would you do that? And I said, are you being serious right now?
Oh my gosh.
My friend Randall Statler has photos of this whole exchange and my face is just like, what? The whole time. And he said, of course I'm serious. I said, it's the second weekend in November. Put it on your calendar. We need you next.
His fans
love him.
I made a joke about Weird Al about a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't think I've still lived it down.
He's
beloved.
He is beloved. And the thing is, he's just so good. He's literally like a genius musician but also just such a creative showman. I mean, he had all these ideas about how like one of the headlines, because one of the things that's gone kind of viral is him and Forte doing Hot to Go.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people, we thought that would go well and we're happy that it did. And so Al came up with the idea of their banter. Of like, you know, kind of the whole thing of like, maybe Will says something like, you know how you're known for taking popular songs and changing lyrics. What if we did a popular song and didn't change the lyrics? And so that's like, and so then of course, like, you know, a lot of the news outlets are kind of picking that up quite literally like, whoa, you know, and it's like, well, I guess that is good journalism because he did say that. So
did say it.
Applause. Anyway. But yeah, so he's wonderful.
So auction closes for the raffle
Friday.
Yeah. Friday
so
at noon.
Look at some of the incredible items that are out there and you know what? Just support it. It's a great cause. They brought a woman out on stage, Scott, that Steps of Faith helped fit her into an appropriate prosthetic. And I said, there was not a dry eye in that room. She came out with the team that helped with that transition for her. And it was one of the loveliest moments.
Yeah, that's we try to, you know, have a little testimonial story of somebody we've helped every year. Yeah. And I think, and they're all incredible. And so maybe just because it's the newest one, but I think that was the one that hit me the hardest is her story. She's just so sweet and wonderful. Lives in Tulsa. Folks at Hanger Clinic, shout out. Just amazing people. You know, I mean, that's what I said last night. Again, what day is it?
It's Tuesday. You said it's Saturday night.
Okay. What I said Saturday night, thank you, Scott, was, you know, the heroes of the story. Last night was the first night I had slept like a full night's sleep.
Oh,
in
I bet.
Like, seriously, like 10 days. But the heroes of the story are the donors that make it all possible and the prosthetists who donate their time to put people like me back together and people like Linda. And so I love always being able to feature the clinicians as well, just because it's like, you know, without them. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
But Bill, you're doing the Lord's work, man.
Thanks.
Thundergong.org. And I will look forward to meeting Bridget Everett next year.
Come on, Bridget.
We got her. We got her next week, Billy. Okay. And I'm telling you, I'm going to make it awkward. I'm going to pin her down.
Do it.
Physically and tell
her
I would like her to come to Thundergong.
Yeah.
And we are going to get her to Kansas City.
It just got weird real fast.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
It sure did. Billy from Thundergong. Dana Ryan. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ. Hey, just a reminder, we have kicked off Coats for Kids 2024, and we could really use your help. The children of Kansas City could use your help. And if you're able or willing to donate, our goal this year is $60,000. And we're hoping to generate about 2,000 to 3,000 new coats for children in Kansas City who otherwise would not have a coat this upcoming winter. And the donations, every penny, by the way, goes to the purchase of new coats for these kids. And we donate with your help and generosity to school districts in KCK, Kansas City, Missouri, Independence, Hickman Mills, and Center School District. And I've been with KMBZ for almost 30 years. We've had this program for more than two decades. I have seen the need. It is real. I know Dana can say the same thing. And you can make your donations, if you'd be so kind, at KMBZ.com. Just follow the link. It'll take you to a safe and secure website. Or just text to 44321 KMBZ Coats. That's one word, KMBZ Coats to 44321. And a huge shout out to Pinnacle Bank, who's been a longtime partner with us with Coats for Kids. Story here from CNN. Come and Go, the Midwestern gas station chain that gained national fame for the immature Snickers its name often receives, is making a change. They're changing their name.
Oh. I'll just let you say it. I'm not
going
to say it.
They're going away from the name.
They're going away from the, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Maverick, a rival chain that bought Come and Go in 2023, announced that it's in the process of rebranding Come and Go stores with the intent to unify our entire combined footprint under the Maverick brand. By the way, I didn't know this because their T-shirts are very popular. And I've bought a couple, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to have to get one before they change.
Yeah. I bought mine in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because I don't think they have any around here. But they're up in Omaha. They're down in Oklahoma. They're everywhere in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, just get out of the main area and you'll find one.
Well, I got mine on a highway. What's funny is, you know, I know the owner probably had no idea that this name would be for immature snickering. He's very religious, or was. I don't know if he's still alive. Because they have, like, the history of Come and Go inside their stores. And he's very, very religious, or was. And so I don't think the intent was to make a play on word, so to speak. Dan, stop. You're being immature and you're snickering.
Well, so are you.
No, I'm not.
By the way, they teased this name change when Maverick bought them last year. I was kind of happy when I saw that the name hadn't been changed, but obviously now. Are they just changing it to Maverick?
I think so.
Well, that's lame.
Maverick?
Maverick gas stations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Change all the Mavericks to Come and Go.
Maverick convenience stores, gas stations, through my travels out west. It's a pretty good, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Like, well, Mavericks are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're nothing if we're not your traffic and weather station. Johnson County, Missouri officials are advising residents to expect increased buggy traffic in Holden tomorrow due to a large Amish wedding with more than 450 attendees.
450 attendees.
Yes.
They are celebrating love that will clog
58 Highway.
A highway.
O Highway and U Highway.
So if you get
throughout the
trapped
day
behind it, you are going to go O on O Highway.
And then
wow.
U blanks on U
I'm
Highway.
I'm just saying it's 450 attendees.
With not a single motor to be found.
At least 225 buggies.
If your route takes you that way, just know you need to add about 4 hours to your trip.
The community of Holden is being asked to be patient tomorrow. I'm not making
just
that up.
Just avoid the area
They're
at
saying,
all costs.
Send out a press release.
And share the roads responsibly with increased buggy traffic around Holden.
That's a lot of people doing the chicken dance.
Big wedding tomorrow in Holden. Be on the lookout. News with Dan Wymom coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.